Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. How do you learn faster? I get asked this one actually quite a bit, because people come to any of my seminars or programs, or they're experts in any given space, and they're like, okay, Brendan, I want to advance. You know, I want to become a high performer in my area, and I know to become a high performer, I got to learn faster. So how do I do that? Well, let me first tell you what not to do, because a lot of people just jump in, they say, oh, I want to learn faster. I want to learn speed reading. I want to learn, you know, a new language. I want to learn all these new skills. I want to learn all these things. And what is happening is people are very transient with their learning goals. What do I mean by that? I mean, they're kind of phony about it. They really don't want to learn. They say, I'd like to learn this. I'd like to learn that. Someday I'd like to learn this. Someday I'd like to learn French. Someday I'd like to learn how to do photos. Some days I'd like to blog. Someday I'd like to do video. And they never actually learn it, because learning doesn't happen someday. It has to happen consistently. And that's the thing. If we're really going to get to the point where you learn something faster, we have to approach learning itself differently. It can't be these one-off little goals of little things we want to learn. That doesn't work for people. They don't stay consistent, just like people don't stay consistent on a diet if just their goal is to lose 5 pounds. There has to be a broader vision for who they are and what they want to be about and what they want their life to be about if they're going to stay on a diet. Same thing for learning. If you're going to stay on a learning habit, then you have to have a bigger vision for yourself. So let's start with this conversation. If you want to learn something faster, you must first and foremost know the connection between what you want to learn and your dream life, your real lifestyle that you want to have. I tell people all the time, like, don't just come up with things you want to learn, because guess what? We want to learn everything. By human build, we are curious animals. We're deathly curious. I mean, we are literally the curiosity killed the cat sort of society right now. Everyone wants to learn 50 new things immediately, but no one ever learns anything. Why? Because it's not real for them. It's a transient desire. If you want to become a great learner, it has to be attached to a dream life of yours, a true lifestyle that you see for yourself. Let me give you an example. Lots of people say, I'd like to learn some French. Someday I'm going to learn French. Someday I'll learn how to talk French, because it's a romantic language. I like the food, and they give lots of allowances on cheese and wine. I like that, right? And so I'm French. I can say a little bit of that, okay? So I have a little piece of French in me, I should say. So here's what's happening. If I don't have the vision for myself someday going to experience France, or someday going to a place where they speak French, or someday having real interactions with a human being speaking French, and it's important to me, and it's a deep sort of dream, desire, vision for that, I'm never going to do the work to actually learn French. There's no why there. You have to know what you want of your life before you become a master learner. Let me say that again. You have to know what you want of your life before you become a master learner. Until I know what I want my life to be about, what do I want to experience on a daily basis? What do I want my dreams to be? Who I want to be? I don't know what to learn. I'm just going to be curious about things and I'll dabble in them. But that path to real true mastery is that part where we say, okay, what do I want my life to be about? Now let me develop the knowledge, the skills, the competencies, the capabilities to build into that life. And that's where you get someone who becomes a master learner. I have mastered almost every skill that was necessary for me to achieve my personal dream life. Everything I said, okay, gosh, if I want to do what I want to do, and for me, I want to become a writer and a trainer and an online thought leader. I wanted to write books, wanted to train people live, and I wanted to do online marketing and online thought leadership so I could share my message with the world and hopefully inspire people to live more fully, to love more openly, and to make a greater difference. I had the message, and then I had the mediums, books, seminars, lives, events, online stuff, right? Well, for me, that was part of my dream life.
So I had to learn things along there to get there. I never wanted to really learn per se, but I had to learn how to do video. I had to learn how to code and build web pages. I had to learn online marketing. I had to learn what to do on Facebook, what to do here on YouTube, what to do on podcasts. I had to learn all of that. And I became a master learner because I was deeply attached to my mission. That makes sense? You won't know what to learn and what to develop real competent capabilities into until you know what your mission is, until you desire what a real dream is. Otherwise, you just kind of play around with skills. You'll play around with learning something, but you'll never immerse yourself into them. So once you know, okay, what do you want your life to be about? What are your real passions? You'll learn what you have to learn along the way, then everything changes. Now, I'm not saying you have to know your ultimate purpose in life before you can learn anything. I'm just saying if you want to learn faster, start figuring out that purpose. Start figuring out your direction. You'll learn a lot faster. From there, it's really tactic. And what the tactic in learning is, as we all know, all tactics to learning always begin with number one, examples. If you want to learn something, you need to be able to model something. You need to be able to see somebody who's already done it. You need to be able to read about somebody who's already done it. You need to experience somebody who's already done it. You have to not start from scratch. The worst thing you can do in learning is start from scratch. Because with no foundation of what's worked before, you're just making stuff up and you're reinventing the wheel. And that's the slowest way to learn because, you know, the wheel was invented a couple thousand years ago. So the worst thing you can do is say, let me just go start trying a bunch of stuff. That's not learning. That's called being an idiot. And being an idiot is about just bumbling through life without realizing somebody's already done it for you. So go read a book about somebody who's done what you want to do. Go take a course from somebody who's already accomplished what you want to accomplish. Go, follow somebody's online thing about who's already done what. There's so much example for you to learn from, and it has to begin with that. Because if you have the dream, you have the goal of what you want to learn and how to mean something to your life, once you've got that goal, now it's about, okay, go learn from somebody who already did it. That will give you a leg up so fast.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
You've got to make a consistent practice out of mastering skill sets if you are going to ever really learn anything. What does that mean? I mean daily exposure and immersion into what it is you're trying to learn. Daily. If you're gonna try to learn piano, you're not gonna learn it, you know, going to piano class once a month. If you want to learn French, you're not gonna learn it, you know, talking to somebody who speaks French once a month or even once a week. It has to be more than that. If you want to learn something, you have to deeply immerse in it over a long period of time. It can't be a weekend event or seminar. It can't be a one-time course. It has to be something you get into. For me, personal development, I mean, I read a book a week on personal development, and I've done it for 17 years straight. Never missed a week, even when I was in the hospital. It was a dedication to me. I was gonna learn it. I was gonna master my life. I was gonna learn to master my mind, master my relationships, master my finances, master my health. It was so important to me that I made it a daily reality. I read every single day something that can further my personal growth every day, and I never miss. But I do that same thing with everything else I get into, any skill I wanna learn. When I wanted to learn video, man, I immersed myself in learning how to use the cameras and learning the lights and learning. I mean, I was just by myself. And I had to learn those things. I had to learn when I wanted to do web pages, every day I was building, trying to do something. When I wanted to learn coding, every day learning, trying. Online marketing, every day. And if you're somebody's like, Brendan, I can't give every day to learning something, great. And then you're giving every day to the steady decline of your competencies. Don't tell me that you can't take something every day to learn and grow. If you don't feel like you can take some time every day to learn and grow, then you're mismanaging your life. And somebody's got to say that to you. You probably already know it, so I'm not trying to be flippant. I'm just being real. If you're not taking some time every day to learn something, I don't know that you're ever going to develop mastery in anything. And if you don't ever develop any some form of, some level of mastery in something, you'll never become the most influential in what you do or the highest paid in what you do or really have a connection to it where it feels like it's art and it's part of you. And I think that what's lacking for a lot of people right now is they have a disconnection or a disassociation from any sense of mastery in their life. Because if we're not mastering something and working towards getting better at something, then we're never ever going to sense progress. And if we never ever sense progress, we'll never ever sense that deep sense of satisfaction, fulfillment, joy, happiness that comes from being excellent at something. So you have to practice something and something constantly. At some level every day, if you check into it or you look at it or you read it, or even if it's just following somebody who is doing it and you read their tweets every day or their Facebook every day, or you read a segment or a book or an article on it every day, whatever it is, make it a daily practice of constancy that lasts over a long period of time. And people go, wow, how'd you get so good at this? And you'll tell them, I worked at it every day. That's why. There's no mystery. I got good at it because I did it every day. I got good at these videos because I do them all the time. I mean, it's natural for me. I don't have a script here. I'm just talking with you. And I can do that because I've done it so much. So I'm sharing with you, it's immersion and constancy in a practice, a habit of learning that very thing that you have a goal for and a dream life for that will take it another level. And then that next element down is feedback. Getting feedback immediately from somebody. You want to become world-class sports person? You need a coach. You want to become a world-class person at whatever you're doing? You need somebody to look at it and give you feedback. Maybe it's a mentor who gives you feedback on your presentations or your art. Maybe it's a friend of yours who has a discriminating eye, who can look at things and give good, valuable, constructive feedback. And you say, hey, before I send this out, could you guys look at this? All right? It's about getting feedback from even, it could be your friend, your family, your spouse, your lover, somebody who can look at what you're going to contribute to the world first and say, I like this, I don't like this. Now, lots of people will judge, and there's some things that can destroy learning, and that is when people are so brutal in their feedback or their judgment about something that it stops your learning. Your goal in getting feedback is to never stop the learning. Take the feedback for whatever value it is. If it came from a dark place and a mean person, don't listen to it. There's nothing relevant there. It's from the wrong space. But if it's somebody who loves, somebody you know, like, and trust, and it's delivered in a way that you didn't like, well, you're listening for the value in which you can improve something, not listening for how do you feel, right? Lots of people say to me things all the time. Very brutal feedback I'll get on YouTube sometimes. Just people saying horrific, mean things about me or my life or my business or whatever. They'll make stuff up. But I don't listen to that. I see it, but it means nothing to me. And it shouldn't mean anything to you either when people are harsh for you and they don't know you. But if someone does know your heart and they do know who you are and they give you feedback, but you don't like the way that it was delivered, or you feel that they were too confrontative or rude, I don't need you to listen to the emotion of what they're delivering, and I don't need you to feel what it feels like. I wonder, is the content of what they are saying relevant or capable of improving your learning and your mastery there? If it is, you got to take the content for what it's worth. Find the nugget of wisdom they gave you, even if it was wrapped in a big turd. And you can quote me on that one, right? There's probably something there that you can say, oh, right. That is relevant. And if I applied that, I could probably get better.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer
of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.